Need a safe and realistic way to get more training benefit with your gun? Look no further than Barrel Block, America's number one firearms training aid. Barrel Block easily inserts into your firearm and magazine in seconds without having to take your gun apart. Originally developed for law enforcement and military training, Barrel Block allows your firearm to mechanically operate just like it would if it had real ammo in it. That means performing reloading drills, malfunction clearances, and dry fire training can be performed safely and realistically with zero training scars. Whether at the range, at home, or teaching a class, Barrel Block makes the perfect companion for your firearms training regimen. Turn your gun into the ultimate training tool using Barrel Block. Watch the training videos online to see how simple Barrel Block is to use. Barrel Block is the answer for all of your firearms training needs. Get yours today at blocksafety.com. That's BLOKSafety.com. Use the code AAR20 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. We continue Armed American Radio Network, coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. Love getting the emails from Alaska and every state in between. Klamath Falls, Oregon, you joined the broadcast fairly recently. Welcome to the show. Also, Las Vegas, Nevada, welcome to the show. A pleasure. New York, always fun to have you. And too many to count. I'm sure I'm missing them, but I'll eventually get to you. Welcome to the program, whatever state you happen to be in or whatever country you're listening in. I know we have listeners all over the world, and I appreciate that very much. And all of you serving overseas on behalf of my family and all of us, thank you all for what you do. God bless each and every one of you. I have an email here from a self-described, it says, "Dear Mark, I am a leftist liberal, and I enjoy listening to Armed American Radio. I also recommend it to my colleagues as a way to get out of the mildly left-of-center media bubble and hear what the other side thinks." That's the first line. I'm going to get to that email eventually. It's a little bit lengthy, and I want to read it. It was a wonderful email from a woman by the name of Eileen Kramer. And Eileen, let me just say, if you're listening right now, and you probably are, thank you for that email. I did reply to you, and I am looking forward to reading your email on the air. I just don't know when I'm going to have time to do that, but I want you to know that I'm going to, and I thank you for sending that in. If you also want to participate on the show, mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, and I'll be more than happy to respond to you. I read every email that comes in. Keep in mind, it's tough to get back to each and every one of you, but I see every single one of them. All right, previous hour, Alan Gottlieb, wonderful. We covered a lot of ground with Alan. There is a massive effort, not just in the United States right now, to shame you as a gun owner and everything about you as a gun owner. It's not just here in the United States. It's also global. We'll focus more in this hour with what's happening here and one of the techniques that the Democrats want to use. But before I go there with my guest, and I've got him for the full hour, so we're going to have a great time. You remember discussing the Seattle gun tax and the ammo tax? Do you remember that a little while back? Probably do. Back in August of last year, the Seattle Times published an editorial, "Seattle's gun tax, good idea, but poorly executed." That was upheld by the Washington State Supreme Court fairly recently. And what did it do? Absolutely nothing. What was its premise? Tax the crap out of you if you buy a gun, both the guns and ammunition, and then use that money to fund what? And reduce what? Gun violence. So it's a gun safety tax is what they call it, right? Did it work? Hell no, it didn't work. Why? Because nobody bought guns in Seattle. They went somewhere else and bought a gun. Nobody buys ammo in Seattle anymore. They go somewhere else. And then when the city wouldn't disclose the numbers, Dave Workman, Second Amendment Foundation, and Dave did it on his own, but he filed the FOI, or the Freedom of Information Act request, got the numbers, and it was so embarrassing for the city. They fought it. They didn't want anybody to know that the numbers were so bad that the whole thing was a failure, because what did it do? It exposed them for what they wanted to do. Their ultimate goal was to tax gun owners, tax gun manufacturers, so that they didn't have them anymore. Just get them out of here. They don't want your blood money in their city. This is a favorite tactic of the left. Now, at the close of last hour, I mentioned an AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, far-left liberal rag, tactic to stop binge drinking. Americans binge 17 billion drinks a year, CDC estimates. CDC is based in Atlanta. Here's one of the statements at the end, and then I'm going to go to my guest, Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. We're going to have a great hour with Grover. With their findings, the researchers hope to implement prevention tactics, such as reducing the number of alcohol outlets in a geographic area and limiting the days and hours of sale. So you what? So you can't drink. Why? What do they care if you drink? Drinking is legal. If you want to drink yourself to death, have at it. But they don't want you to. So what's their tactic? They're coming out and telling you what they want to do. They want to use their findings to take away the places you can buy alcohol. And if they can't do that, let's just limit the days and hours of sale. Sounds like the same tactic, isn't it? All leftists run. Take, take, take. Ban, ban, ban. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. How you doing, my man?
I am doing very well. Good to be with you.
Great to have you here again. Thank you for coming back this week. Last week was so crowded in that hour with Congressman Thomas Massie coming in. So I really do appreciate you coming back this week. Now I've got you for the full hour, and we're going to have some fun together. Am I stretching it when I use this as an analogy? Why does the left always want to take what they don't want, use some type of technique to get rid of it so they can't just come out and tell us what they want to do? Was I wrong in my assessment of what Seattle wanted to do?
No, Seattle was looking to destroy gun stores, Second Amendment supporters, and drive them out of the city. And I think become a model for states and the federal government. The left doesn't have much power in Washington, D.C., other than to stop things. They don't have a majority in the Senate. They don't have a majority in the House. They don't have the presidency. They don't have the Supreme Court. And they had expected to have the Senate and Hillary as president. So not only are they disappointed they don't have more, they are shocked they don't run Washington, D.C. So they flail around and they look at the states. And 23 states have a Republican governor and both houses Republican. A majority of Americans live in a state that's Republican governor in both houses. Seven states have both houses Republican. The Democrats have only a handful of states that they get to run: California, Washington State, Oregon. They need to find someplace else to lodge power, and they're focused on cities and towns. So where you can get a very left-wing Chicago, New York City, Baltimore, Seattle, they're trying bad ideas at the local level. And the problem is they're doing taxes on plastic bags. What do they want to do? They want to ban plastic bags. So they run taxes on plastic bags just to help demonize the idea of people having plastic bags or even bags of any sort that allow you to carry groceries from the grocery store. So as they do this at the local level, they're hoping to build a constituency for trying it other places. The challenge is if you do something in Washington, D.C., the whole country gets hit. However stupid it is, nobody knows if that's the bill that did it. Maybe the economy just went bad. But when Seattle does this, as you point out, and you have a Freedom of Information request, and you force them to stop lying to the people of Seattle, force them to let them know how the government's doing and what it's doing, then it discredits the idea and it makes it tougher to pass in other states. So we need to be focusing on failures of the gun control people at the local level in order to combat it at the state level and the national level. And Seattle did that. And I hope we're going to talk about the really stupid idea they have in Washington, D.C., which plays off of the effort in Seattle. You know, that idea didn't come from nowhere. Clearly, Seattle's effort was part of teaching left-wing congressmen, hey, here's an idea. You know, they don't feel they can attack the Second Amendment. Many of them don't feel they can attack the Second Amendment directly. So they want to tax it. And you and I, and normal people, recognize that the capacity to tax, the power to tax, is the power to destroy. As the Supreme Court Justice said many years ago, the power to tax is the power to destroy. If you tax something at all, then there's no limit to how much you can tax it. You know, we decided you couldn't have a poll tax because voting was a right, and you don't tax rights.
All right, stop right there. Grover, let me ask you to stop right there because we're going to take a break, and I know right where you're going with this, and I want to kind of lead into it in the next segment, if that's okay. I'm not going to steal your thunder, but it is just an ideal place to stop because you're talking about poll tax. We don't tax it because it's a right, because it's a right. And I want you to remember that going into this break. We don't tax voting because it's a right. Think about that. You know where I'm going with this. You know where Grover's going with this. And we're going to go in head first and deep in just a couple of seconds with Grover Norquist. You can check him out at ATR.org, Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org. Back after this. All right, gun lovers, an amazing opportunity for you to win an expensive new gun, but you have to act fast. The USCCA is giving my lucky listeners, that's you, 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. It's their mission to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm also a proud member of the USCCA, member number 32 to be exact. Plus, they love giving away free guns. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your 10 free chances to win right now. That's it. It's completely free. Don't miss your chance to win $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911. It's one of the finest handguns out there, but it all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your 10 chances to win. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free, but it ends soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. That's armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter to win $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
You've seen our magnetic quick, click, and carry holster on our social media page. Now is your chance to come see it in person. Test the magnetic strength as well as the quality and durability of our leather. Plus, get a peek at the new Relic holster, the latest addition to the JM4 Tactical lineup, guaranteed to blow your mind. Change the way you carry with JM4 Tactical and start carrying comfortably today. Come see us at the Concealed Carry Expo in booth 416 and visit us at jm4tactical.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
U.S. Gun Class trains thousands of students per month to be safe, competent, concealed carry permit holders. If you are looking to get your concealed carry permit, we can help you. If you are looking to get certified to teach concealed carry classes, we can help you. If you currently teach classes but are struggling with marketing, websites, and back office tasks, we can help you. See how U.S. Gun Class can help you at gunclass.com. That's gunclass.com.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
I'm out of coffee. Need to go make some more. I got a coffee maker in that other room, and Sean down there at Salem Radio Network is going to go get some coffee while I'm having this conversation with you and Grover. But I do have a little bit left, and yeah, you go do that, Sean. Thanks for slapping me in the head with that. I do appreciate it. But I'd like to point out there's a sign on the door that says no food or drink in studio. So hold on just one second.
Mine has one, too. You're about to finish yours, so I will have food and drink in mine. Just saying.
Yeah, and my daughter's school is gun-free, or is drug-free, too, okay? They had the drug dogs come in and clear out three of her classes, hers and two other classrooms, just the other day. But there's a big sign. Every time I take her to school, I see it, and I point it out, and I ask her, is your school drug-free? She says, no. I said, exactly. No food or drink in studio. Let's go back to Grover Norquist. Grover, the poll tax, I'm so glad you stopped there, because the poll tax is punitive. And there were poll taxes in the United States since its inception. There were very few ways to tax. But after, or up until 1966, and of course, then we had the 15th Amendment, okay, which extended the right to vote to all races by the 15th Amendment amended to the Constitution. But the late 19th century, poll taxes started coming out as part of the Jim Crow laws, and they were punitive, designed to keep certain classes of people from voting, weren't they?
They were indeed, and they were an effort to make it tougher for some people to vote. And interestingly, the congressman from Chicago, surprise, surprise, who has introduced this legislation to tax guns, and right now, there's a 10% tax on firearms, handguns, rifles, and 11% on ammunition. And shotguns and rifles are 11% now. He wants to take it to 20%. So pistols and revolvers, 10% to 20%. This is not insignificant. Think about the last handgun you purchased. Shotguns and rifles from 11% up to 20%. And ammunition from 11% to 50%.
50% increase.
So this is people who use their guns a lot, who are by definition the most responsible, the best trained, the most, the people who put the time and effort in to be responsible, practice gun owners. They're the ones they're trying to discourage. You know, one of these jerks who wants to do something crazy once, that's not going to stop that person. This is to destroy competent, hardworking, serious gun owners who want to be able to use their guns responsibly, which means they practice a lot. I grew up in Massachusetts. We had in my parents' basement, we had a pistol range, and we practiced a lot because it was part of being a responsible gun owner. But Danny Davis is the Democrat congressman from Illinois who's introduced the bill, now has 12 co-sponsors. 11 other people, including Danny Davis, 12 co-sponsors. They're all Democrats. There were 9 last week, so he's working it. But he was asked, when it gets to this question of freedom, Kerry Pickett, who works with SiriusXM Patriot, said, you know, if you raise taxes, maybe lower-income people. Well, she said, so rich people only could own firearms, question. And Congressman Davis said, so if rich people could only get firearms, then only rich people would be only able to pay the price. And if that could prevent some people from getting them, he says, I would want to prevent all people from getting them. That's where he says what his goal is. Okay, so if you're wondering if this is a tax just to raise money, he said, I would want to prevent all people from getting guns. But, quoting Davis again still, but if rich people were willing and would continue to pay the high price, then I'd be happy that we kept the other group from getting them. So he doesn't mind disarming lower-income people in Chicago who live in a neighborhood that is dangerous, that specifically really, really, really need the Second Amendment and to have a shotgun or a revolver in their home to be safe. And he doesn't care that he would be, and he recognizes lower-income people, he'd be taking away their right to do this. Rich people, they could still get guns, but he wants to ban them all. So every once in a while, I get tweets from people saying, when you say the Democrats want to ban guns, you tell me who's saying that. Well, I grew up in Massachusetts. I went to Harvard. I can tell you, they all do.
Barack Obama told us he wanted to do it when he said he wanted to emulate Australian laws. Of course, Hillary Clinton said the same thing when she wanted to emulate Australian laws. So, but I got a quick question for you. Seattle came up with, they concocted this idea as a measure, as you well know, Grover, to study and fund. The excuse was not what Danny Davis said, but rather we want to use this money to fund gun violence prevention and gun safety is what we want to do. Now, we all know that was a sham. Has Danny Davis said anything else other than what he told her on Sirius, or is his intellectual dishonesty such that he won't even touch it? Did he mention what the purpose of this bill was, other than an outright ban, like you just suggested? He said,
"I don't think he's well. He may have somewhere tried to, and I haven't seen it. But I'm just reading some.
But he hasn't. I haven't found it.
No, but." Remember, when they say we're going to tax guns and fund victims of violence, okay, that's not just a lie, because they're not going to raise any money and they're not going to put it to that. But two, it's a smear. It's a smear on gun owners. People mm-hmm. who go to the range and are responsible and practice and know what they're doing, they're paying a 50% tax on ammo, and he wants to smear them by suggesting that what they're doing, owning a gun, practicing with their gun, going to the rifle range, pistol range, that they are the problem because they own a gun. And so it's an effort to, by taxing guns and ammunition and funding anti-violence stuff or victims things, that they're trying to tie the two in this one sentence. And they know from the statistics that concealed carry permit owners are less likely to commit a crime or be convicted of a crime than police officers, okay? And you know, some police officers misbehave, but not many. It's a pretty law-abiding group, but they're six times more law-abiding are concealed carry permit holders. So the equation of people who carry a gun for self-defense with people who initiate violence is a lie, and is a big lie, and that's part of what they're trying to do here. It's not just because they may look at it and say, well, we can't really ban guns out of Seattle, but what you can do is smear gun owners nationwide with that kind of effort.
All right, now, so let me hold you there. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Danny Davis. Because Danny Davis is a black man, he's African-American, he's 76 years old, I believe. And he is Illinois' 7th district, if I'm not mistaken. I had him up earlier, and I believe that's where he's at. When we come back with Grover Norquist, I want to talk about the race aspect here. Because I can promise you, if Donald Trump tried to do something that could be viewed as taking something away from a minority community, you can only imagine what would happen. Is there a racial component to this, too? Back when we come back with, excuse me, back after this with Grover Norquist. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
All right, gun lovers, an amazing opportunity for you to win an expensive new gun, but you have to act fast. The USCCA is giving my lucky listeners, that's you, 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. It's their mission to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm also a proud member of the USCCA, member number 32 to be exact. Plus, they love giving away free guns. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your 10 free chances to win right now. That's it. It's completely free. Don't miss your chance to win $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911. It's one of the finest handguns out there, but it all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your 10 chances to win. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free, but it ends soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. That's armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter to win $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of 4 guns. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow. Wow. I don't know where that music came in from that rejoin, but I think I'm going to change that
But the MyPillow thing is a lot of fun because they're supporting us with that promo code AAR at MyPillow. Mike Lindell's been a guest on the program. He's coming back soon. He's also going to co-host the show with me live at the Minnesota State Fair at AM 1280, the Patriot booth, in August, when I go up for what I believe is either my seventh or eighth year in a row broadcasting this Armed American Radio MonsterCast live to the nation from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. So we're going to have a great time with Mike. But he's a big supporter of the program, and I don't need to tell you the attacks we're under. A lot of people out there trying to get corporations to distance themselves from anything to do with law-abiding people with firearms, not these guys. And they deserve our support in return. You get 50% off the four-pack of pillows over there with the promo code AAR. And it helps fund Armed American Radio, keeps us on, not only keeps us on the airwaves, but continues to grow the fastest-growing pro-gun rights radio program in the nation. Hundreds of cities now hearing this program on over 200 radio stations around the country. Phenomenal stuff. So thanks to Mike Lindell. Please support the people that support us. WarfighterTobacco.com, same thing. Great gifts and accessories over there. AAR is the promo code. And also the, where are we at here? ArmedAndResponsible.com. Yes, it is going away, confirming, going away the 23rd for the $1,500 to win the $1,500 to pick up that 1911, that Kimber 1911. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Please go over there. I mean, look, if you saw $1,500 bills laying on the ground, I promise you, you'd bend down and pick them up. So it's free. Let's go over, you might win. You get 10 chances at armedandresponsible.com. Let's go back to Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org. Great organization. Grover, I got to go here with you because this is fascinating to me. And Shanto, producer here in Dallas at the network during the break, made a tremendous observation. I was going to the race issue. John Mott's been a guest on this program more times than I can count. And we talk about exactly what you just talked about. When you start disarming and hitting in the pocketbook the poorest Americans, you're hitting those minorities in cities like Chicago and Baltimore, not just in the cities, but anywhere, frankly. And John Lott points out that those are the people, as you pointed out, that need firearms the most and the less expensive firearms, and then they're jacking the price up. So clearly we're talking about this having a huge impact on minorities and predominantly Blacks. So if that's the case, if Donald Trump, I asked Sean during the break, if Donald Trump did that, would Donald Trump be considered a racist? And Sean said no. They would champion Donald Trump taking guns away from minorities, or would they? What an amazing question. Let's try to tackle that. What do you think?
Oh, I think we have 70 years of history that tells us that when the Democrats say, should we do something that would be helpful to African Americans, or do we do something for one of the paying members of our coalition, the highbrow types who have this theory about let's not have too much energy, let's not drill for oil, and let's have fewer jobs, let the EPA shut down jobs, let's shut down manufacturing jobs, which hurts African Americans in Detroit and other industrialized cities and so on. They, every time, side with the left-wing activists and against the interests of African Americans, of working men and women. So with mathematical certainty, I can tell you that if they could, you could have gun control, knowing it hurts African Americans, or you could make African Americans safer in their communities by having more concealed carry, by having concealed carry reciprocity, which, I mean, let's remember, the left was pretty sure we were within striking distance of getting cross-border, cross-state reciprocity, recognizing people's concealed carry permits in the same way your car license is, a driver's license, or your car ownership is, you don't have to, every time you cross the state line, prove to the police that I do own this car, you know. I have a license. Let me show you in Maryland that I know how to drive just because I passed a test in Virginia. You want me to check in Maryland. We've got to get that passed. When we do get concealed carry across state lines, reciprocity, full reciprocity, the left is finished on this issue, because the ease with which people will be able to carry and not worry that bringing a gun in your luggage on a plane. People in New York are getting arrested as their luggage gets arrested. They get arrested because while they're changing planes. They don't touch the gun. The gun goes through, you know, just gets moved from plane to plane. It's legal where they started. It's legal where they ended, but not for the half an hour where they're JFK. So this is very, very important that we get that done. I did quickly want to mention one thing. Americans for Tax Reform, the group that I run, found the video of Hillary Clinton from 1993, and she endorsed a 25% national gun tax. Okay, she said she thought that'd be a great idea. You can see her smiling as she talks about how wonderful that would be. Senator Bradley was asking her about it, and she went on to say she wanted to take the $200 dealer application fee and raise it to $2,500. So our friend Danny Davis, the left-wing Democrat congressman from Illinois and the Spokane City Council, really, Hillary got there first. Let's use taxes to damage the Second Amendment. Let's make it difficult to get a gun dealer's license. Let's make it difficult, 25% national gun tax, right? Imagine what $400 gun, $500. And of course, that was an opening bid, by the way. That's not where she, you know, that's not, my goal is 25. It was 25 would be good for now. So they have really been there out front early, saying that taxation is one of the tools they think is available. And, you know, there are times when the spending interests, there are people who aren't necessarily anti-gun, but they really want more government money because the government gives the money to do X, Y, or Z. And so they can build a bigger coalition with people who want other people's money.
All right, let me go to the Chicago Sun-Times piece because I want to stay on that. And then I want to move over to National Reciprocity because you took me there. And
yeah.
I really want to get your opinion on this because I'm with you 100%. They're finished and they know it. And I'll go into that in detail with you in just a second. But as reported by the Chicago Sun-Times, and I'm picking this up for Americans for Tax Reform, okay, ATR.org. This week, congressional Democrats will introduce a bill to impose a steep federal tax hike on firearms and ammunition. The bill to be introduced by Representative Danny Davis, you've heard us talking about it, Democrat, imagine that, from Illinois, roughly doubles the federal tax on firearms and nearly quintuples the federal tax on ammunition. Now, as reported by the Chicago Sun-Times, here it is. U.S. Rep. Danny Davis, joined by Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Chris Kennedy, announced Sunday he plans to introduce a bill this week that would raise federal taxes on the purchase of guns and ammunition. The Gun Violence Prevention and Safe Communities Act would increase federal excise tax on shells and cartridges from 11% to 50%, a 39%. It's unbelievable. It also calls for an increase in taxes on the sale of pistols and revolvers from 10% to 20%, taxes on other firearms, including assault weapons. This is from the Chicago Tribune. I'm reading that. Would rise from 11% to 20% under the legislation Davis City plans to introduce Tuesday. The similar bill in 2015 had 12 co-sponsors. And Grover, you said that he's up to 12 now, so there's movement.
Yeah.
He's actively pursuing this, right? So he's increasing sponsorship of this act.
He had 9 last week and 12 this week, so it's growing.
Okay.
They got as far as 12 last time, but they're pushing this. They're going to be it's not going to pass this year, but they want to make a lot of noise and use it to smear gun owners.
And that's exactly what we want to point out. It's not going to go anywhere, obviously. But the fact of the matter is they're relentless. They're not going to stop ever. And we know what's happening with the media right now, listener. We're being told if you listen to the opening segment with Grover and you just parachuted into this country today, you would never know that Republicans control what Republicans control. You would think the blue wave is coming, that the Republicans were the minority. Gun control was what all Americans wanted. The entire world is against us. You are hated right now, and they're not going to stop. When we come back, I'm going to talk national reciprocity with Grover because we were so close. Notice I said were, or are we still? What's getting ready to happen, and what does it mean? Back after this to wrap up this hour with Grover Norquist. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Do you want to improve your reaction time and accuracy? Would you simply like to shoot better? The Targetize rail-mounted motion sensor helps you understand where your shooting needs work and shows you how to improve it. The virtual coaching app developed by military and special forces veterans gives instant feedback to help you understand and visualize shot placement immediately after each shot. Practice anytime with your actual firearm in one of three modes: live fire, dry fire, or CO2. Targetize can help you to never miss again. Visit Targetize, that's TARGETIZE.com for more information.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a sec. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, we're going to jump right back in here with Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. We're going to go to concealed carry reciprocity, and I'm glad, Grover, that you brought that up. Here's a quick take on this, and then I'll turn it over to you. The Wren v. D.C. case, in my book, is incredibly important for a number of different reasons, not the least of which is that it points out the house of cards that the blue state's gun control laws are actually built of. And I say that because when D.C. lost the case, you had AGs, you had attorneys general from a number of states, about 6 or 7 blue states, and you had governors, and you had politicians beg Washington, D.C. not to seek cert at the Supreme Court for that case because they knew it was going to be lost. They knew it. And they knew if that case was lost, that their gun control laws were also going to fall, like the house of cards that they're all built on. That's why they did that. And part of that was the good cause for getting a permit in Washington, D.C. no longer has to be shown. Of course, we've got a split. You got the Peruta case out in California, Wren v. D.C. But that shows how important concealed carry is, not just in Washington now, but across the country. We now know that those blue state laws are built on a house of cards. Here we are, politically charged atmosphere again after Parkland. This thing's been sitting in the Senate, languishing. It's already passed out of the House. Where are we now, and what is Grover Norquist's idea on what you think is going to happen here?
Sure. The House has passed the bill. It's a good bill. It's strong. There will be a vote. Mitch McConnell has said there will be a vote this summer. No ifs, ands, or buts. Here's the answer to the question. We'll get, I think, every Republican vote, 52 votes. 51 now, sorry. We gave away Alabama for some reason. 51
yeah,
votes.
We did.
And I forget why, but anyway.
a whole nother show, Grover.
I think it was not a good idea, but anyway. I vote that's what they... competent Republican who gets himself reelected, who's good on guns. Now, there are a number of D's running in red states, Tester and Montana. It's a very left-wing voting record, but pretends to be conservative and good on guns. Heidkamp, his votes with the left, whatever they need her, never cast a deciding vote to help anything good, but has pretended to be good on the Second Amendment. We'll see. Indiana, Missouri. There are a number of states where D's may well vote four. Now, the question is, can we get nine? Can we get to 60? Can we get to 60? I think it's tough, but not impossible, depending on how people go. But what we will get is we'll have a vote. The Republicans are going to pick up four or five Senate seats this year, and I think it's going to largely be on the gun issue.
Has Parkland changed that? Has Parkland changed this, though?
Yeah, it's made it more important, because whenever the left exploits a murder and says, oh, can I step in here? I'm sorry about this, but I want to stand on top of other people and call for gun control, which has never worked and doesn't help. But you know, you got to do something. So please do my left wing thing. They have correctly scared a lot of gun owners. And when they did this, remember, the Democrats lost the House and the Senate in 1994, the House and the Senate in 1994. Mm-hmm. The economy was doing okay in 1994, but they had passed gun control, the ugly gun ban, and people were mad, and it brought them out to vote. One of the things that will bring out conservatives, there are 17 million active concealed carry permit holders in the United States now, and it's growing at 1.5 million a year. 17 million. If they all showed up and vote, we will have another four or five pro-gun Second Amendment senators. They'll be Republicans, but Second Amendment senators. And then after November, I think if we take enough scalps on the Second Amendment issue, one, the left will shut up about guns. Remember after 94, they said, okay, everybody shut up about guns. That was pretty
That's funny. Right, that's right, that's right.
But in 2000, Gore ran on gun control, lost his home state largely on that issue, Tennessee, which decided the election. He lost the election. It's that close, you lose it. Everything costs you the election. But guns certainly cost him the presidency. I think it's clear that guns were central to defeating Hillary Clinton. I was just playing with Google. Hillary gun tax. Google Hillary gun tax. It'll take you to at Americans for Tax Reform, where we have her on C-SPAN endorsing the 25% gun tax. So Hillary gun tax. Google that, and you can go straight to the C-SPAN footage of her doing that, reminding people. Please share that. We just need to share that with more people. A lot of people don't know this and don't understand that this new effort to raise taxes is the old Hillary effort.
Yeah, you know, it's really important here, too, because while she may be, you know, very quickly moving into the dustbin of history, especially with her latest dopey comments, that's a model that other Democrats want to follow. And that's it's important that we continue to play that. Now, Tester, he's up in Montana. Correct?
He is indeed.
All right, listen.
And that is the seat we should win.
Missoula, Helena, Butte, Bozeman, Billings, Great Falls, you are all tuned in to Armed American Radio right now. You got to fix this problem. We're counting on you. The gun vote is absolutely vital. We need Montana back where it belongs. I've never understood that whole thing out there anyway in Montana with Tester, but Missoula, Helena, Butte, Bozeman, Billings, Great Falls, you guys are all tuned in. Let's stay together on this. All right. I guess, Grover, my concern on national reciprocity right now is Fixnick's coming out of this as a result of Parkland, moving separately, and whether or not McConnell's got the stones to move national reciprocity over the summer. Is enough time going to have gone by? Is the 15 minutes now being stretched to 30 minutes of fame of some very vocal kids going to slow down and quiet down enough that McConnell can move this through the Senate and get it, at least get it voted on?
No, it will be voted on. McConnell has made that commitment repeatedly. Look, McConnell moves as fast and as far as his narrow majority will let him. And on this one, he has the support of the Republican senators who want to vote on this, who got elected promising to vote for it. Sometimes people, you know, say, oh, I'm for it. And then they go to the leadership and say, please don't bring it up. That's not happening this time. McConnell has publicly and repeatedly said we're voting on it. And it'll be in the summer. I know there'll be some discussion about early summer, midsummer. But the other thing he's got to do is keep getting judges in at the highest level of the appeals court, because one of the things that has protected the Second Amendment is a Supreme Court that has been nominated by pro-Second Amendment presidents. Without that, we'd be pushing up a much steeper hill. Supposedly the Supreme Court shouldn't have to be reminded of what the actual Constitution says. But
That's absolutely correct. Hey, Grover, I've got to stop you here. I got to thank you so much for coming back, but that music means that we're ending this hour. Thanks for everything that you're doing, and thanks for enlightening listeners as to what's happening on this Democrat push for taxes, because we all know what it means. It means tax you out of your guns. It means tax them out of business, and it means buy to your Second Amendment rights. It's just another tactic. Grover Norquist, thank you, sir. Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org. I'm sure we're going to have Grover on many more times. He's a lot of fun to have on the program. When we come back, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Alexander Rubian will be here. They want to export that stuff in New Jersey all over the country. New Jersey's taking on a whole new importance right now as we hear what's happening on the gun control front. Until that next hour, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Be right back.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.